Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Welcome to Wednesday, December 7th, sledding right into the heart of the Christmas season. And thank you for bearing with us while we're on something of a health-motivated hiatus. Well, today Mark Auerbach will join us later in the program for an extended Arts Beat report. Extended as 'tis the season and there are so many enjoyable holiday offerings and live performance in the Valley. First of all, the Springfield DPW has an important announcement to make. They will be suspending the collection of yard waste for the winter season on Friday, December 16, 2022, of course. And if you're a Springfield resident, you can still bring your yard and leaf waste to the Bondi's Island drop-off during the winter season. There's no charge for this during their regular operating hours, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 3:15 p.m., and Saturday, for that matter, 7 a.m. to noon. Now, if you'd like additional information on collection, the residents can call the city's 311 conference call center, and that number, 736-3111. They're happy at over AIC. They're proud. American International College is announcing it has received a $30,000 grant from the Community Foundation of Western Mass to uphold the college's commitment to embracing diversity and fostering a sense of belonging. The 2022 flexible funding grant will support the establishment of an Office of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Belonging on campus to lead and facilitate the college's DEIB plan, which you'll find outlined in AIC's newly released five-year strategic plan called AIC Reimagined. The office will focus on recruiting and retaining diverse students, faculty, and staff. AIC's goal is to identify its structure and staffing needs by the end of the 2022-23 academic year. The UMass Wind Ensemble, led by Matthew Westgate and trombone professor Gregory Spiridopoulos, have a new CD out on MSR Classics. It's called Synchronous, New Works for Trombone and Wind Ensemble. And it features four new works, including three by fellow UMass music faculty Salvatore Macchia, Jeffrey Holmes, and Philippe Sales, and another by composer David Malamud. This final CD, which was edited and mastered during the summer of 2022, represents the latest recording project involving the UMass Wind Studies under Westgate's leadership in 2019. The Wind Ensemble debuted three newly commissioned pieces for winds on a CD entitled Quicksilver. You'll find that as well on MSR Classics. And for his part, Spiridopoulos has a lengthy resume as a recording artist, both as a solo artist and through his work as principal trombone with the Albany Symphony. The sounds of holidays and patriotism filling Springfield Symphony Hall. This coming Sunday, December 11, the 215th Army Band of the Mass Army National Guard will perform a free concert, and it'll start at 2 p.m. The annual holiday concert, sponsored by Mercy Medical Center and presented by the Spirit of Springfield, will be free to all. The 35-member musical ensemble will perform in small groups, including a fife and drum, rock and country bands, and a jazz ensemble. Now, the conclusion of the concert, the band will come all together on stage to perform Into the Clouds, selections from The Nightmare Before Christmas, Sleigh Ride, Christmas Festival, and the Armed Forces Medley. Tickets for the concert available at Pride Convenience Stores, One Financial Plaza, 1350 Main, Springfield. Also, the Lobby Security Desk from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays, and at the Springfield Visitor Center, 1319 Main Street, during regular business hours. More regional pride. For the ninth year in a row, Mercy Medical has received the American Heart Association's Gold Plus Get With the Guidelines Stroke Quality Achievement Award for its commitment to ensuring stroke patients and received the most appropriate treatment according to the nationally recognized research-based guidelines, ultimately leading to more lives saved and reduced disability, and this for the ninth year in a row. Congratulations.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel.
The Springfield Museums present Grinchmas After Hours, an adults-only romp through their holiday exhibits in the Wood Museum of Springfield History and the Springfield Science Museum. This will be Thursday, tomorrow, the 8th, from 5 to 8 p.m. You can enjoy the Grinch's Grotto, the Flower to Fables Gingerbread Exhibition, and Lights on the Quadrangle Green. Live music by Western Mass Brass Quintet, complimentary hors d'oeuvres, and a cash bar. The tickets are $10 for members and $20 for non-members. Reservations can be made at springfieldmuseums.org, and that is suggested. Now with a holiday edition Arts Beat Report, please welcome Mark Auerbach. Mark?
'Tis the season for theater, music, and dance this holiday season up and down the Pioneer Valley in western Massachusetts and northern Connecticut. First of all, Theater Works Hartford's Christmas on the Rocks is back for its 10th season, and it's funnier than ever. The clever program of playlets created and directed by Rob Ruggiero has various playwrights imagining the children from our favorite holiday movies, and Charlie Brown, Karen from Frosty the Snowman, Clara from The Nutcracker, and more return to a seedy bar on Christmas Eve. They're all grown up and dysfunctional adults and hilariously zany. If you've seen Christmas on the Rocks before, you'll notice two new characters, Elf on a Shelf and the Little Drummer Boy. The elf, devised by Jen Harris, and the drummer, a Jewish stoner created by Judy Gold and Jacques Lamar, are outrageous additions, which make this year's version funnier than ever. Ted Lang from The Love Boat returns as the bartender. Harry Booby, who originated the role of the man, returns this season alongside Jen Cody, who's been playing the roles of the women for a couple of seasons. Booby and Cody are versatile, playing the various characters, and extremely physically comedic. Booby's Hermie from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is painfully funny, and his stoned-out little drummer boy a close second. His Charlie Brown is human and affecting. Cody is jaw-droppingly funny as the elf on a shelf, Clara, and the crazy Karen. Christmas on the Rocks has become our region's best holiday offering. It's clever, but it has a heart, and I can't wait to go back again. Performances continue at Theater Works on Pearl Street in downtown Hartford through December 23rd. For details, twhartford.org. And there's lots of other things happening right around the holidays here. It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, returns to Hartford stage with performances through December 24th. Zoe Galoob-Sass directs the adaptation by Joe Landry, originally staged by Melia Bensusan and Rachel Alderman. Landry adapts the 1946 Jimmy Stewart movie as a live radio broadcast, complete with a Foley sound effects artist, period piece radio commercials, and the aura of the golden age of radio. The cast of the production includes Jennifer Boreas, Nicole Shalhoub, Godfrey Simmons, Bryce Waldman, and Evan Zess, along with the Foley artist Liam Bellman Sharp. The production is family-friendly and runs through December 24th. For details, hartfordstage.org. Nightwood, an innovative outdoor sound and light experience celebrating winter, comes to the Mount, Edith Wharton's home in Lenox, through January 1st. The Mount has collaborated with designer Chris Vicario of Clear Story Light to expand this year's show with three new installations. Time entry begins every evening at 5 o'clock. For details, edithwharton.org. Christmas in Connecticut, a new musical based on the 1945 movie with Barbara Stanwyck, has its world premiere at Goodspeed Musicals through December 30th. The Tuner features a book by Patrick Pacheco and Eric Forrest Johnson, with music by Jason Howland and lyrics by Amanda Yasnowitz. The cast includes Rashidra Scott, who sizzled as Reno Sweeney in Goodspeed's Anything Goes, and as Pearl Bailey in Ambassador of Love. Amy Anders Corcoran directs, Marjorie Coloni choreographs. And for the record, Goodspeed has a solid gold track record of presenting new musicals, Nana La Mancha, Shenandoah, Annie, and Irving Berlin's Holiday Inn all played Goodspeed before moving to New York. For details, goodspeed.org. Metamorphosis, Mary Zimmerman's mesmerizing theater piece based on the myths of Ovid, plays Connecticut Repertory Theater at the Naif Hatter Theater on the UConn Stores campus through December 12th. For details on that, crt.ucon.edu. Connecticut Ballet, celebrating its 42nd season, brings three productions to the Bushnell in Hartford this year under the direction of Raphael. The Nutcracker plays Hartford December 11th and 12th. And for details on that, ConnecticutBallet.org. A Charles Dickens Christmas's Playhouse on Park's Theater for Young Audience program with performances December 10th through the 29th at their West Hartford venue. It's recommended for grades 3 through 6. The production features music by Douglas J. Cohen, lyrics by Tom Toka, and book by Robert Owen Scott. For details on that, playhouseonpark.org. Mosso and Friends, a holiday musicale, comes to Longmeadow's First Church of Christ on Sunday. The family-friendly concert showcases the talents of violinist Marsha Harbison, cellist Boris Kogan, pianist Sophia Skaya, and baritone John Thomas. The program features selections by Bach, Beethoven, Beach, Broadway, and some holiday favorites, and the full program will be announced from the stage. For details, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. And lastly, Holiday Cirque, the Hartford Symphony Orchestra's annual Holiday Pops on December 10th at the Bushnell, combines songs of the season with the acrobats of Cirque de la Symphonie. Amazing aerialists, contortionists, and gymnasts tumble, soar, and dance on and above the stage, all while the Hartford Symphony performs festive holiday favorites. For details, hartfordsymphony.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Thank you, Mark. And Thursday night is opening night for Home for the Holidays. This has become a Springfield tradition, this marvelous show at the Majestic Theater in West Springfield, featuring a tribute to the great Christmas specials on TV that we all grew up with, Perry Como, Bing Crosby, and the like. A marvelously talented group of performers form the ensemble, hosted by Ray Guillemette, and also celebrity guests appear, including yours truly. Get your tickets now. This thing is a sellout. And you can get your tickets by calling the box office at the Majestic Theater. So thank you very much for joining us again here at Pioneer Valley Radio, where we ride again for the Christmas season and all seasons. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.